K92 FM's continuing morning news.
Good morning to you. It's 8:30 and 65 degrees. I'm Gina Jordan with K92 FM's continuing morning news. What a morning it has been. Devastating tornadoes hit the area overnight. There is destruction all through central Florida. We have 11 confirmed deaths in Seminole County. And in Osceola, we have 12 to 14 deaths. They're still not sure. They're still working on that. But at least 12 deaths in Osceola County. Frank the janitor headed out to the Midway area. Do we have Frank?
Yes, Gina, it is I, Frank the janitor at Midway Elementary School out of...
Oh, well, we lost it. There we go. We're losing, we're cutting out on you, Frank.
I'm so...
Oh, dear.
Okay, let's see here. I wonder if we could do this on the two-way this morning. Hold on, let me check here. Let's try the two-way, Frank.
All right, can you read me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, Frank the janitor, I'm at Midway Elementary School, and I've got Kathy Mullen with the... American Red Cross. Kathy, can you tell us what people can do if they want to help out?
Yes, so the best thing that you can do, if you would, is call the phone number, which is my main office, page 94-4141. They'll be able to direct you on whatever area that you're willing to help or can help, and we appreciate all that you will.
Yeah, Midway Elementary School is a disaster relief area, and so the school will not be in session today. They are waiting for the victims, people from South Midway. No one has really come in yet. They're still out from what we understand, and they're pretty much being kept in the dark here. The sheriff will not let anyone near that area. They're still trying to account for everybody in that area, and until they do, we're just going to have to sit and wait.
Now, what can you see where you are, Frank?
Well, actually, it's like the difference is night and day. On one side of 46, there is absolutely no damage whatsoever. People are walking around. It's just as though nothing happened at all. On the other side, it's a mystery. You can't get near it. The only destruction that I saw was at the Sanford Boat Works, and that roof was just crinkled like you crinkle up a piece of paper. And it was all, they had a couple of cars covered and some damage to a boat. And, of course, there was the RV that he believes floated down the river some 3 miles from a fish camp upstream.
Oh, jeez.
Who knows what it's like in there? It's still no reports coming out of that South Midway area.
All right, Frank the janitor up there at the Midway in Seminole County. Again, what's that phone number for the Red Cross? 894-4141. Okay, then they'll direct you to whoever you have to talk to as far as providing some help for these people. That obviously, we haven't even heard from everybody yet.
Mm-hmm.
They're still waiting to find out. There's still, matter of fact, we were talking to County Commissioner Ken Shipley in Osceola County earlier, and he was saying that they had started to send in dogs to look for people. And so it's a mess. It's just terrible devastation out there.
Yeah, I saw some of the pictures this morning, and it's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's just like Hurricane Andrew has been mentioned a few times, that's what it looks like. These little areas that were hit looks like complete destruction. Someone said a bomb went off. That's what it looks like. I mean, it really is. Everything is just completely devastated in those areas.
Okay, we're going to have more coverage. First, though, we're checking. Hopefully, Liz Kendall's got our traffic watch.
Yes, I do. We have lots of road closures to remind you of. West of 50 is closed between Dillard and the Orange Lake County line because of down power lines. Several Seminole County roads are closed in a 2 to 3 mile stretch of Winter Springs to northeast of Sanford. Sanford Avenue closed from Airport Boulevard to south of the dead end at Lake Jessup. Boggy Creek also closed from Narcoosie to Kissimmee due to those down power lines. And a crash 434 about a quarter mile north. Quarter mile east of 1792. Still have the jackknife semi blocking one lane of the ramp from I-95 southbound to I-4 westbound. I'm Liz Kendall for the K92 FM Traffic Watch.
Brought to you by Orlando Dodge, West Colonial near the fairgrounds. For you, their customers, Orlando Dodge has just two words. Thank you. You're the reason Orlando Dodge is still the easiest place in town to trade.
Jane, your eyes look terrific.